Here's a word for you today, saints. Oh my, I'm already beginning to spit up here. Oh my God. In Isaiah 60 verse 1, God says to you for tonight as you step into 2024, arise and shine, for thy light has come and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. Amen. Behold, the darkness shall cover the earth and gross darkness the people, but the Lord shall rise upon you and his glory shall be seen upon you. Amen. Come on, let's give God praise in the house. And this is what came to me at 4:10 a.m. this morning. This is what the Lord says. Not Brother Michael. I can only speak what his word says. Amen? Amen. Here's his promise. He who makes a way through the seas and a path through the mighty waters. He who brings out the chariot and the horse, the army and the mighty warrior. They will lie down together. They will not rise again. Somebody, come on, get this. We're talking in the natural, but think in the spiritual realm. What is it talking about? The chariots of the enemy. Come on. The horses of the enemy. Is somebody in the house? Hallelujah. Oh, God, we're ready to run tonight. They will lie down together. They will not rise. They have been extinguished, and they have been put out like lamps wick. Do not remember the former things. And here with this, God focusing on this, but we set up this portion of scripture. Here's what God is saying to you today. Do not remember the former things, nor ponder on the things of the past. Listen carefully. I'm about to do a new thing. Now it will spring forth. Will you not be aware of it? I will even put a road in the wilderness, rivers in the desert. The beasts of the field will honor me, jackals and ostriches, because I have given waters in the wilderness and rivers in the desert to give drink to my people, my chosen, the people whom I'm formed for myself and will make known my praise. Are you ready for a word tonight? Come on, are you ready? Right now, set yourselves, your spirit man, to receive today's prophetic release for your year 2024. And I'm going to sound like a parrot this afternoon. I'm going to speak and keep speaking this year 2024, because I know there's something being prepared for us right now as we step into 2024, a release, kamasidiyaraka, of the kingdom of God upon the lives of his people. So I'm going to ask you, do Brother Michael a favor tonight. Right now, set yourselves, your spirit man, to receive today's prophetic release for your year 2024. Somebody say, this is my year for prophetic fulfillment. This is my year for prophetic fulfillment. Turn to somebody and say, this year, 2004, is my year for God's prophetic fulfillment. To manifest, don't make me come out there. Thank you, Apostle. To manifest, to show itself plainly in my life and in the lives of my family. You, some of you here tonight, you're already stepping out from 2023 for what God has promised over you and your families. You've already received the impartation of what God prophesied over your families in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. So we got a question for you tonight. Saints, are you ready to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to you? Yes. As Jesus' bride? Yes. Come on, let that get down in your spirit. You as Jesus' bride? God's preparing you for the bridegroom. To receive you, not in part, but everything that God says he would be for you. Amen. Consecration and intimacy with the Lord is very key to your prophetic fulfillment in 2024. Amen. When God spoke to us here in the beginning of this decade, 2020, he said it would be a decade where God would call us into a place of consecration, a separation unto him, times of intimacy, to be alone with him, to hear what he has to say. So as he would speak to us, we would hear what he's asking us to do for him and for his kingdom. So here's a list. Are you ready? Here's a list of declarations that will take place during this new year, 2024. Are you ready to receive it? Man, I got a download this week. Woo! Go ahead, bump the person next to you and tell them, get ready. These prophetic releases are for you. Don't bump them too hard. Here's the declarations, saints. And with your permission, can I do something?
Yes.
Are we live yet? We're live. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. That's the power of the prayer of agreement. Come on, Jesus. So we want to acknowledge you. Thank you for being patient. We had a little trouble in the streaming there, but you're on with us today. Those of you joining us at home on live stream, we love you, appreciate you, and I thank God because he just quickened in my spirit. We want to release this one more time. We did this at the beginning of our introduction, but today I want to make an acknowledgement for in 2023 to the apostles, prophets, and ministers of this house. All that you've labored to, please hear us online. All that you've labored to in the house here in this 2023, which promoted the activity of the Holy Spirit here at Genesis Uproom Church. Amen. I want to acknowledge you all to say how much we appreciate you and we love you, the apostles, prophets, ministers, and the pastors of this house. And also our media team. And he's not with us here today, but I want to acknowledge you today, Edwin Kim. Here we go. Oh, my God. Of all that you've done for the ministry of the Holy Spirit at Genesis Uproom Church, your social media, your labors of love, because we are here now as a result of your labors for the ministry. So I want to acknowledge you here today in Jesus' mighty name. And also to our guest speakers in 2023. Dr. Steve Foss, his companion Travis, who travels with him to the nations of the world. We appreciate your love that you've imparted and what you've put into our lives here at Genesis. Also, Prophet Rob Sanchez. Love you, brother. Appreciate you. You're so close to us, and we just thank you for all that you've done here, coming and prophesying, teaching the Word of God in depth by revelation of the Holy Spirit. And also our most current friendship that we've developed with Dr. Glenn Arakin. He was here. He taught here. Awesome. We made a great connection with him and expecting him to come back in 2024. And then also Apostle Monica.
Amen.
Wow. Apostle Monica Venable, my spiritual mom, love you, appreciate you. All that you've invested here into the lives of God's people at Genesis Uproom Church, and we're expecting to see you here as well teaching in 2024. And all these individuals came with sound teaching. Come on, they came with prophetic knowledge. They came with prophetic inspirations. They're anointing them, laying hands up on individuals getting, and those individuals getting saved and delivered by the power of Yeshua himself. I want to acknowledge that here at Genesis Uproom Church. And then to those of you that are online, and those of you here, also your financial support over this year, 2023, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Because without that financial support, we would not be able to step into 2024. So it is going to be an exceptional year for you because what you've invested into the scoffers of God here at Genesis Uproom Church. Somebody give God praise in the house. All right? Here are the declarations. This year, 2024, will be the year where the body of Christ will embrace the supernatural gift of prophecy as never before. Now, see, this is new for us. We've not done this before. So I'm ready to run down the hall and scream and shout, hallelujah. All right. In this year, the evidence of prophetic engagements will increase exponentially. Good place to say amen.
Amen.
Many will be drawn to the sounds, the utterances of prophecy as a triune of God. Abba Father, Jesus, and Holy Spirit releases their exousia, their delegated power of authority for the fulfillment of God's will during this end time move of God for this final harvest of souls to enter into his kingdom. God's promise to you today that in this prophetic year 2024 is in 2024, your family and loved ones will receive eternal salvation. Yeah. 2004 will bring a repositioning in the spirit in the life of a believer, providing change, oh my God, in every area of their lives and their ministries. Amen. New boundaries. New boundaries will be given to them from God. Their sacrifices will be given. No, I'm sorry. New sacrifices will be given. Forfeiting things that you've done in 2023 to gain more ground in 2024. Amen. Giving up things, giving up routines, stepping into new territories. God will have to be given priority in many things in 2024. Amen. And here's the key. We got a key for you today to step into 2024. All the believer has to do is to give God their yes. Yes. Simple as that. All you got to do is say yes unto God. Amen. This year 2024, the body of Christ will experience an incredible intensity of God's release of his anointing for provision in many areas of their lives. Here's a list of some of those provisions. You will regain your health in this order. Amen. In your minds. Amen. Come on. Your ability to resist the fiery darts of the enemy will increase. Amen. Your mind to be restored, giving you a sound mind, a clarity of mind based on 2 Timothy 1:7. Because when the mind is restored with clear thinking, then the body will align itself with healing founded on the word of God in Isaiah 53:5. His word. Isaiah 53:5. To understand, watch this, is God's promise for you. To understand, coming from Isaiah 53:5 in 2024, to understand the power of the 39 stripes on Jesus' back. The piercing of Jesus' hands and feet. The crown of thorns to what they promised, what they provided for you. And hear this. You've heard this come from Apostle Dave throughout this year, 2023. What you declare, what you confess with your mouth, will surely come to pass. What's going to happen is when the thoughts come to your mind or there's an unction there to speak, you're going to get a check. Oh, God, you're going to get a check in your spirit of what you're going to confess in 2024. And so when the prompting of the enemy comes in to provoke you to speak something negative or have a negative outlook on things, a quickening is going to come up with you and it's going to silence you from speaking those words. My gosh, there's no oil up here, but I'm ready to throw it out there. Oh, my God. So this is a question to you today, saints, and those of you that are online. Here, what will be your confessions in 2024? And these are some of the issues, provisions, that God has released. They've already been released. Already released in 2024. Are you ready? Yes. Only this side. Yes. I said, are you ready? Yes. Hallelujah. Loss of ground in 2023. What you lost in 2023, Holy Spirit will show you how to regain it in 2024. Yes. Regaining ground for 2023, God's telling me to tell you today in this release, take ownership of new territories. Take ownership of new territories in 2024. Lands, dominions, grounds, terrains, realms in, oh my God, the Holy Ghost is in this house. Realms in the physical and realms in the spirit. As God spoke to Joshua, Abba will also speak to you. His word to you today. Every place that the soles of your feet treads upon, know that I, the Lord, have given those places to you. Amen. You will regain those territories your enemies have stolen. And you will gain new territories in the physical and spiritual realms, sanctioned and approved to you by Abba himself. As it was the prayer of Jabez, O Lord, God of heaven and earth, that you and you alone will bless me indeed. Enlarge my territories, that your hand would be with me, and that you alone would keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain. In 2020, I already said this, I'm ahead of my notes here. A decade of consecration for intimacy with Abba was released. We're stepping into 2024. I don't know where you began in 2020 in your relationship with God. But in 2024, it will increase. Intimacy with Abba will increase. Conversations between you and Abba will increase. Your ear will be fine-tuned with clarity of voice when he speaks to you. The visions are going to increase, and you're going to know it's not spirits of imagination, but the Holy Spirit himself speaking to you and revealing to you in Jesus' mighty name. A decade of consecration for intimacy with Abba. In this year 2024, for many of you, Jesus will apply his nail-pierced hand upon your heart. Hear what's coming from the sanctuary tonight. In this year 2024, for many of you, I see somebody getting touched on stream right now. You're in your home right now, and the anointing of God has just come upon you. That's Jesus. That's Holy Spirit ministering to you right now. That's his confirmation to you that you will be a participant of what he's doing here right now. In this year 2024, for many of you, Jesus will apply his nail-pierced hand upon your heart. Oh God, somebody hear this. To seek him for more of his righteousness and holiness through sessions of consecration and intimacy with him. You'll understand the significance, the importance of why Jesus separated himself from his disciples to get along with his Father, to seek and understand what he was instructed to do and what he was instructed to speak. Who here today? Just don't throw up your hand, just reluctantly. Who here today has been praying and asking God to take them into greater intimacy with them in this year 2024? My God, I wish I had more. Put your hands up. Great. Father, don't do this to me today. I have to make a choice. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to bless you. Okay. Put your hands up. Come on. I need the Holy Spirit just to help me out on this. Jesus' mighty name. Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. These are the first hands I saw go up. Hallelujah. Who else? Who else put up their hands first? Now, don't be lying. Don't be lying again. Here you go. And if you already have one of these, go ahead and give them out to somebody else. Here's a word. It's not even in the notes. Somebody in the front row, you're going to have a front row experience today in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. In 2024, God will gift you with a new mindset. Is somebody in the house? I need a new mindset for 2024. Hallelujah. Mindsets to increase the kingdom of God in the earth will be significant and of great importance to you. more than reading scriptures, more than reading daily devotionals. They're all important. Please don't misunderstand me. Your time alone with God in reading the word and reading those devotions are all important. But more important to truly setting time alone with God to hear his voice. Seeking his direction to reveal his kingdom for you, for your family, for you in your homes, for your families, on the job, everywhere you place the soles of your feet. God's intention for every believer is to gain the territories, grounds that is placed before them. Oh, in this year, this new year, 2024, God will release, I see this going into the atmosphere, this word. In this year, 2024, God will release an intense, a great, accurate, an enormous anointing to accelerate the functions and the operations of the gifts of the Spirit that is imparted in you and bless you with. Amen. That same anointing with parallel. That same anointing will parallel with the fruit of the Holy Spirit, revealing the love Abba has for humanity. Galatians 5:22-23 says this, but the fruit of the Spirit, somebody say fruit. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Saints, can we pray as to prophesy? Can we prophesy as to pray to you today? That it's all inclusive and it is all purpose for this end time move of the Holy Spirit. For this final harvest of souls to come into the kingdom of God. You've been predestined by God for such a time as this, for such a season of this, for such a day as this. Woo! Kabamamororo boshika sirika siriki. Those altars of surrender you took home with you this year will have a greater impact for you in this year 2024. The addictions you struggled with during this new decade beginning in 2022 will no longer be an issue for you in 2024. Can I get a witness in the house? This year, 2024, will also be significant with an acceleration of daydreams and their interpretations. Day visions with their interpretations. Dreams in the night seasons with their interpretations. All will come at an accelerated development by the Holy Spirit himself. Also, a greater understanding for the prophetic. Its purpose, how it operates, God's intentions supporting every prophetic release in every area of your lives. Saints, I pray as to prophesy to you today, God will back you up 150% in this year 2024 as you step out in faith to do what he's asking you to do. Amen. Some of you are looking at me cross-eyed. What's going on? With it comes a greater hunger, a greater desire, a longing for more of Jesus in your lives. A passion with a desire to know him as he is known by his Father and how he is known by the Holy Spirit. And here's a key, another key for you today. As I've heard a mighty man of God say this more than once, all you have to do, all you must do, is simply believe God. Let me say it again. This was spoken to me a couple of years ago by a man of God. All you have to do and must do is believe God. Amen. Believe God according to his word. Not through the interpretations or the opinions of flesh and blood, but simply based on the word of God and the word of God alone. Amen. Simply believe. Simply believe. Abroto o sheke sedeka. An intense hunger and desire to know him exceedingly and abundantly. This is coming in 2024. He's setting you up. Woo! God's setting you up tonight. That an intense hunger and desire to know Jesus exceedingly and abundantly above anything that you could even think or ask. It's in 2024. Also in 2024, will also initiate and inspire the believer to tithe, sow into God's kingdom without hesitation. Not only in tithing, but in offerings and financial vows, pledges and commitments, not unto a ministry, but unto God and God himself. Yeah, we didn't get a whole lot on that one, but praise the Lord, that's what it's going to be. Not only in tithing, but in offerings and financial vows, pledges and commitments unto the kingdom of God. In 2024, during the times of intimacy, Holy Spirit will reveal the tactics, the maneuvers, the spirit of fear used to bring a hesitation to tithe. As a tactic of manipulation is exposed, it will set the believer free from the hesitation to tithe and also to sow into the kingdom of God. Also, what will come in 2024 is an abundance and favor of God's men and handmaidens. Upon them is the evidence to prophesy, speak words of knowledge, to live in the supernatural, talk in the supernatural, walk in the abundance of the supernatural. Not only to them, but to their children and their children's children, those in whom you've been praying over, your children, they're going to step into this year 2024 with an absolute move of the Holy Spirit, speaking through them, prophesying, speaking words of knowledge. So when they come to you and say, Grandpa or Grandma, or when they come to you and say, Mom and Dad, listen to what God is having them speak to you, because it will come straight from the heart of Abba himself. Parents are going to see come to pass and be witnesses what they have sown into their children's lives to reveal the kingdom of God to others. I don't know. There's so much more here. I don't think we should give you any more because it's just too much, but we're going to do it anyway. This year, 2024, is going to reveal the faithfulness of God. And I can tell you today, I stand as a witness over this ministry that God is faithful. God is faithful, not only into our lives as a ministry, but into our lives individually. This last month and a half, something took place. And after I knew what took place in it, I saw how faithful God was, because he didn't neglect me. He didn't abandon me. He didn't reject me. He forgave me. Oh, you feel kasedebeke. Kasedeke. This year, 2024, is going to reveal the faithfulness of God operating in the lives of his beloved in an abundance. Somebody say abundance. A greater measure to what took place in 2023. Prophetically speaking, it will be an outpouring of his love, unconditional, that cannot be measured by men. Saints, you ain't seen nothing yet. And all the miracles, signs, and wonders, the things that are taking place in California, the things that are taking place in the United States of America, the things that are taking place in the nations of the world, we have not seen nothing yet. Amen. With limbs growing, diseases being removed, sicknesses being dissolved, people being raised from the dead. We ain't seen nothing yet. In this year, 2024, we'll also introduce the believer on how to walk and live in resurrection power. Amen. Experience the fulfillment found in Isaiah 61. Can we talk to you tonight? Resurrection power stemming from Isaiah 61 to preach good news, good tithing to the meek, to bind up the broken of heart, to proclaim liberty to the captives, opening prison to them that are bound, to give to those who are in need beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, to comfort all who mourn, to be called trees of righteousness, that God would be glorified. Oh my God. Come on, somebody. Let's just begin to pray in tongues. Come on. Loose your spiritual language. I need a breath here. Woo! Come on, lift your voice. Those of you that are home joining us online, lift your voice to God. Release that spiritual language right now. Come on. Let 2024 begin right now. Lift your voice. Lift your voice under the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Let Jesus be magnified in your spiritual language. Let God be glorified in your spiritual language today. Those of you joining us online at home, release it. Come on, let it go. Let it flow. Let the river of life come out of your spirit, man, in that spiritual language. Let it flow. Let it flow. Oh, yeah, Rabba Koshaka Baba Barala Ramaka. The Bible says if you don't shout it out, the rocks will cry out. Woo! This word is touching somebody's abdomen right now. This word is touching somebody's neck right now. We're not going to break into all those things. We're just going to call this out. This word is touching the knees of somebody right now. This word is touching somebody who has a heart condition right now. This word is touching somebody who has lost a loved one right now. This is the manifestation. This is the demonstration of God's eternal love moving from this house right now in Jesus' mighty name. 2024 will bring a greater, more bountiful presence of Holy Spirit as He lavishes His presence when God's beloved worship Him in spirit and in truth. Amen. Come on, He's setting us up for the latter part of this service. A greater, more bountiful presence as the Holy Spirit lavishes His presence when God's beloved worship Him in spirit and in truth. God's Shekinah glory. God's special presence. Amen. Where He reveals Himself. His doxa will become stronger and the weight of the kabod of His glory will increase in worship. Yes. With praise and adorations to our God who is the Most High. Shekinah means the special presence of God, where God reveals himself. The kabod glory determines the weight of God's glory. God's glory is throughout the earth, and he wants all his people to experience it. And here's a written word, which is a living word, that is a prophetic word that still holds its place in eternity. It was then, it is now, and it will always be. It's found in Habakkuk. For the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. In 2024, some of you are going to have to get another bag to start filling up what God is releasing here. In 2024, divine wisdom from God will increase. Knowledge with spiritual discernment will increase. The power gifts of faith, miracles and healings, they will increase. The inspirational gift of prophecy, tongues, and their interpretations will increase, tied together with the fruit of the Holy Spirit. God is saying to you tonight, your year of 2024 will bring an increase through the revelatory gift of discernment to know what is from Holy Spirit through prayers and through fasting. A greater, stronger covering of protection found on Psalms 91 over those who take more time with consecration to honor God and what he's asking you to step into. To honor God and what he's asking you to speak for him. Amen. To honor God in everything that he's asking you to do for his kingdom and for his kingdom people. Amen. Here's a vision that God had given Brother Michael a couple of days ago. This is like the third day into this presentation. And I was praying, and my eyes were opened, and I could see in the spirit. I saw a huge wall of fire. Like a curtain. And it had no, I couldn't see the beginning. But I knew there was no end. Couldn't see the beginning of how it started, but there was no end. The fire of God as a wall, come on, coming from the east. And when God speaks of those things coming from the east, you know it's coming from him. A wall of fire for 2024. And God's promise to you that in this a wall of fire coming from the east that will consume. Oh my God, I can't. Orakas Saraka. It's not in here, but I'm getting a download right now because of your prayers. Because of what you've been praying unto God for the life of humanity, for kingdom people and for kingdom living. He heard your prayers. Hear this. Hear this today. And don't stop praying. Come on. Don't stop praying when God tells you to pray. So the vision was interpreted with this. A wall of fire coming from the east. It will consume immorality, injustice, indecencies, depravity, narcissism. Come on. Maka, and the list goes on and on. That wall of fire has been released by God in 2024 to do not only these things, but the other things you've been asking God to do for you. A quick insert here. We're going to step into communion. For it is I, the Lord of heaven and earth. It is I, the great I am. It is I, the King of kings and the Lord of lords. It is I, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. It is I, the first and who is the last, who has set you up in a place for such a time as this.